Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now, I've been telling you about the problem. How Obama admits he's allowing the border to collapse to create a crisis so he can form the SPP, the North American Union. Senator Kyle on record. How they're blocking the oil relief and not letting it be cleaned up, waiting for the hurricanes to blow it in to create a bigger crisis. Obama will be politically destroyed, but the globalists don't care. We've covered how the Financial Times of London and others are reporting Obama is in free fall and needs a staged terror attack like Oklahoma City or 9/11 to, quote, be a strong leader, to make us rally around him like a bunch of, you know, scared children. We know all over the country, every day I see reports where they're announcing they're laying off a third, a half, or more. Of the police and saying the police are only allowed to revenue generate. We will not respond to robberies, to muggings, to home invasions. Buy a gun. At least in Ohio and Michigan where they've announced this, they're saying buy a gun. Not in California. They're saying you're not going to have a gun. We're going to try to restrict that. And we're not going to protect you unless you accept higher taxes. They raise the taxes and the economy implodes. They know it's going to do that. And they want to get all the parasites and all the dependents and all the little thugs that enjoy their petty power through the system and the uniforms that they animate. They want to get them all riled up and scared so that they will go along with the oppression that's coming. They are going to shut off the power. They are going to increase the water prices. They are going to drive you into submission. They've done this in the third world. It's called shock therapy. This is a stated program 100%, and we know what they are doing. And it is treason. It is outrageous. Those police officers should walk off the force and say, we're going to protest until you say that we're going to respond to crime. Again, we have triple the cops we had 15 years ago conservatively. They're trying to expand them again with taxpayer money, and you can't get a cop when you need one most of the time in these big mega cities. A lot of towns are still decent. Austin, when I've needed the police, they've come out and been very nice and done a good job. But more and more in other areas of the country, we see where you call the police to your house because there's been a break-in, and they taser and beat up an old woman on squad car video. And in this latest case, they did the right thing and fired the cops. But who are these lunatics they're hiring? We obviously need police. I know it's a tough job, but we need a smaller, lean, focused, serious force that tracks down violent offenders and keeps them in jail. I mean, now in Oakland, here's the bigger issue. What happens when the Oakland police chief announces they won't respond to burglary, theft, embezzlement, grand theft auto, grand theft dog, identity theft, extortion, attempted extortion, administer exposed poison to another, vandalism? What is that message? I mean, it's almost like Devil's Night or something in Detroit, where all the criminals go out and burn things at once so the police can't respond. This is the police saying, we're going to take a hike. Just like New Orleans, instead the cops were tying chains to jewelry stores and pawn shops, stealing guns and jewelry and dragging safes down the road behind them and going into Walmart and kicking everybody out looting so the cops can walk out with big screen TVs. I'm not here bashing police. I know they're the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're a mix like everybody else. But they recruit slime. They recruit scum. They recruit people with low IQs. That's on record in many police departments. You can't have above an average IQ because with wisdom, most of the time comes decency and people being honorable. They want a bunch of dumb goons they can manipulate. And then if you get sick at a 9/11 rescue or you get sick cleaning up oil and you're begging for help as a cop, you're not going to get it. And once you're not a cop anymore, and once you're out of the military and the internal documents, you're the number one enemy. You're who the NSA is watching. You're the people they hate. It's time for everyone to make a decision and decide, which side do you stand for? Which side are you on? The good news is there's a huge awakening to all this. But the larger question is, what are some things we can do that are real world to counter this? And we'll talk about that after this break and have Jaron Neihardt in here with an amazing story he told me this morning, something I experienced last week. Then we've got Richard Reeves coming up, Larry Pratt, and we'll have some time in the middle of the next hour to take phone calls. Please stay with us. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The United States and the world is being collapsed so it can be reorganized under a planetary dictatorship. This is a public policy by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, and countless others. They call it a planetary police state to carry out eugenics. We're going to be discussing this and how we counter them and how we fight back and why I am coming out and saying that this is a 100% confirmed. They are going ahead with this unless we get the word out like we never have before. And I'll explain that more and solutions to counter this in just a moment. First, I wanted to tell you about mysolarbackup.com. That's the website. You can call and get a free information pack by calling 877-327-0365. It's a wonderful plug-and-play solar-powered system. And our listeners have just loved them. We've been promoting them for almost 3 years now. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly and emits no fumes. You get a bunch of them, run your whole house, or it's great for camping or a work shed. Great system. Find out more at mysolarbackup.com or get a free information package at 877-327-0365. And lastly, continuing with being self-sufficient, or at least partially self-sufficient, and independent of the system that feeds off of you being dependent, this is the last day, July 14th, if you get the order in today, online or by calling, to get free shipping, which is a big part of the cost of high-quality storable foods, from eFoodsDirect.com. The highest quality, the best prices, and free shipping. You can't beat it. eFoodsDirect.com/free ship anywhere inside the continental United States. eFoodsDirect.com/ship free or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. The banners are also up on InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. Now I want to get into solutions in the rest of this segment, and then more coming up later in the hour after Richard Reeves leaves us. But that's also a big part of the solution, what he's going to be here talking about. But the biggest issue is being awake. And a big part of that is realizing how much power the individual has. The establishment wouldn't be moving to curtail the Internet and openly censor, quote, conspiracy theories. And they give the example at the White House and FCC of denying man-made global warming or denying the official story of 9/11. Or denying the official story of Oklahoma City, or denying WMDs, or they call it a conspiracy theory that China sells organs when China's on record saying they do. These are the things the State Department and the FCC and the diversity czar at the White House have all said. It's what Cass Sunstein, the regulations czar, has said. Why would they want to start shutting down free speech and curtailing talk radio free speech with the Fairness Doctrine if we weren't having an effect? And I'm only one person in this fight against the New World Order. The real power of this radio broadcast is you taking action. And if we're able to expose that the private central banks orchestrated the collapse, if we're able to expose their lying about WMDs with Iran, just like they did 7 years ago with Iraq, if we're able to expose the fact that they're holding us hostage with the open borders and that it's their policy to have them open, their arrogance is what's going to undo them, that Obama admits he wants the crisis to get worse, that they're trying to bankrupt states with unfunded mandates so they can be federalized and thus internationalized. All of this is admitted, and they want you to feel powerless. But ladies and gentlemen, I know the power of the individual. 15 years ago, when I first got on air, I just wanted to fight for the Second Amendment, be one voice of millions. I never had any imagination of even having a radio show. Did an access show for a few months, local station went to talk. They said, we'd like to give you a Saturday show. It got a lot of listeners and ratings. They gave me a weekday show. Then it got syndicated 13 years ago. That's another example. When I started InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, I had no intention of them being the number one alternative websites, number one and number two in the world and growing exponentially. But it just shows with how if you just start resisting in a small way, that's how you'll get better. And there's so many of us that we're unstoppable if we take action. Now, again, think about just what I've done with the films, hundreds and hundreds of millions of free views online. That's what I value is waking people up. The Obama deception, Fall of the Republic, Endgame, all of these films, Invisible Empire, Truth Rising, Loose Change Final Cut that I produced, all of that. Hundreds and hundreds of millions conservatively. I have more than 8 YouTube channels with more than 150 million views between them, not counting the thousands of other channels and hundreds of millions of views. That's just with YouTube. And we use other tools, talk radio, everything, the news websites. Think of what we've done. And here's just a few examples of why enemy operatives, COINTELPRO, are revealing themselves in the fake patriot movement, that is areas that are fake, in the mainstream media, multiple Bilderberg Group journalists openly attacking me every week in international publications saying I'm a dangerous enemy because I've analyzed their attack profile, I know what they're doing, and I know how to stop them. Now, here's just an example of the power of the individual and how it ties together with you, the listeners, how it ties together with you, the power. The reason this show has power is because I take action, we put out quality information, but that's a small part of the equation. You magnify it a billion times. No exaggeration, a billion times conservatively, you magnify what I do. And an example of that is I came in here last week and told the crew and then said on air that it was weird. I was listening to a syndicated show out of San Antonio, and they were talking about me in a positive way. And then I flipped the channel to 590 AM, and the Todd and Don show had a caller call in and said they want to censor the Internet. The world government's taking over. They want to shut down Alex Jones. And, you know, the local host made a joke about it. But the point is that was – just in a few minutes of listening, I was tuning channel to channel. Jaron called me this morning at about 9. He said, you won't believe what just happened to me this morning, because he'd just woken up and he was dazed by it, because every piece of media, his cell phone, his computer, his radio, it was all Alex Jones. No matter what he flipped to, not twice in a row, 3 times in a row. And that's an example of you, the callers, just calling in to talk radio and the type of magnification that it is having and the buzz that it is creating. If we take that model and you do that yourself in your own town, your own city, it may just be a buzz on your block. It may be a buzz in your town or your state. Resistance is victory. And I want to go to Jaron Nyhart and talk about this. Jaron, briefly tell folks what happened this morning.
Yeah, actually, I woke up about 8 o'clock. I always set my alarm clock to 93.7, a local show here in town, Dudley and Bob. And a caller actually called in asking if they could get you on the show. They're talking about the FCC ruling, the ruling against the FCC. They went on for about 5 minutes saying, yeah, we should have them back in, talking about you. I turned that off, loaded up the Joe Rogan podcast, which is always a staple, started listening to that. At the same time, I got a text message from my sister saying, this is all at 8 o'clock in the morning, Case 101, another local show here in town, was talking about you. As I was reading that, I said to myself, look, I got to go listen to Case 101, see if they're still talking about it. And as I did that, Joe Rogan's on his podcast talking about you, doing an impression, actually, but talking about you. It almost short-circuited me for a second. The thing was, he's got people in on his podcast, a UFC guy, Eddie Bravo. They all talk about you like, just Alex. Hey, Alex does this, Alex says this, and everybody seems to know. It was the same thing on KLBJ when I heard it. I didn't hear the Case 101 part, but they just talk about, yeah, Alex comes in, Alex does this, and it's almost like just everybody's aware. I see it when the Drudge Report comes out. I didn't even tell you this the other day. I Google search every morning just New World Order, Global Governance, to see what articles it comes up in. And 2 days ago, it sent me to a link, a TMZ link about Jesse James. It had no relevance to anything, and I actually controlled F, searched it to see where New World Order popped up, and somebody had posted an InfoWars story in the comments section by JT Coyote a couple of days ago. So it's just everywhere you turn, the message is getting out. And it's just, you know, just the viral nature of it. It's just kind of fascinating. But yeah, and within about a minute of itself, three times today on three separate radio shows, they were talking about you.
And this was one after the other.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're just like, because I mean, I'm in the car and I go to one channel, they're talking about me, and then I flip to another and they're talking about me. And it was just insane. And more that's happening. And I'm hearing from family and friends in other parts of the country. I'm hearing of people in other nations. I'm hearing in Czechoslovakia and Russia and Japan. It's InfoWars everywhere. But the issue is, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the power of individuals together with an idea and how ideas are bulletproof. They can kill Alex Jones. And I've been getting death threats and a lot of other stuff lately. But I'm not scared of that. My mission is to defeat the New World Order so my children have a future and so my great-great-grandchildren can look at a hologram photo of me or whatever they're looking at in the future and go, you know, we're proud of him. You know, and then I can be an example to them just like my ancestors were an example to me. And, you know, just like I'm proud of the fact that on my dad's side, you know, the captain of the Mayflower, you know, direct descendant, and then two people that got married on the Mayflower on my mom's side, I'm proud that I'm related to a bunch of the famous people in 1776, a lot of the famous people, of course, in the War of Independence in Texas. And, I mean, I'm not sitting here tooting my horn. Everybody has that in their background. I want my ancestors. I mean, I want to keep living. I don't want to die. But I'm actually not even afraid. I'm really living. This is, as a man, I am supposed to stand up for humanity. I'm supposed to stand up against evil. I'm not supposed to be a coward. And the weird thing is, I might have been scared 15 years ago a little bit. Maybe scared to get up in front of a crowd more than I was scared of getting killed. I wasn't even thinking about that. Now, I'm not even worried. And I kind of got to remember, well, I want to continue my mission. I need to kind of look over my shoulder. I need to still watch out. But I'm not – it's such an empowering feeling to know we've got the truth, to know we're having a historic effect and the system is fully aware. That's why they've had two separate journalists, and Watson's written about this, in international publications write whole stories about me and how dangerous I am. So literally the global rulers – are in their councils saying, we've got to stop Alex Jones, but how do we do it? Do we poison him? Do we kill him? No, let's destroy him and call him a racist when we never do that. Then they have their racist groups they're funding that's on record attacking me, saying, you know, I'm a sellout because I'm not a racist, as if being good is being a racist. So, I mean, literally, ladies and gentlemen, you can do the same thing at your church, at your business, in your life. You can be the leaders, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, male, female. It doesn't matter. A deciding crossroads is here upon us now, and if we want to stop this global financial meltdown, if we want to stop this orchestrated implosion, if we want to stop this tyranny, we have to stand together as a free society and realize that we do have power. Jaron?
Yeah, actually, to the viral nature of it, we had Patrice O'Neill on about a year ago, and the reason we found out about that, a listener, he was on the Opie and Anthony show explaining the Obama deception to him. So it's just a message getting out. We have pop culture magazines in England coming to us, newspapers in Greece daily. We have a ton of other media asking if they have contact, if we have contact for our guests. They just, everybody wants this information.
And I'm turning down the History Channel for a big interview all because literally they don't matter now. It's this information that matters, ladies and gentlemen. We're having victories. Good job, Jaron. We'll be right back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My friends, the giant effect we've had and the exponential growth curve of our power to reach people is a great boon for liberty, but it's also a danger. Because if they can successfully destroy Alex Jones, they can attempt to wound the idea of the resistance. And I've always attempted to not be in this leadership position, but there's no denying it, and it's exponential. And I pray every day that God strengthens me and helps me be somewhat worthy of this position. But all of us are in this special position in this time and space, in the time-space continuum of having a serious choice, liberty or tyranny. I was talking to Richard Reeves, another great activist that I've known for years, who's just gone on with my encouragement and others to just do amazing things. He's been to Bilderberg with us to cover it. Had a lot of courage there. And he's seen the power in the awakening. And Obama's approval ratings dropping. the pro-establishment Republican losing the primary in Alabama to a patriot. That was just yesterday. Every incumbent falling by the wayside except for Rick Perry, and he posed as one of us. This is happening. So I want to get him here because he's an expert on the realignment that's happening. He saw it a year and a half ago, as I did. And also on the toll roads, because they're going ahead with the NAFTA superhighways. They've just they've changed the name. These are international zones to raise taxes for these international groups. So are the carbon taxes. So we're going to discuss that after the break. But Richard also brought to my attention a chilling Obama quote. He said, I'm sure you know about it. It came out a week ago or so. And I said, no, I'm not aware of it. See, that's why you, the listeners, and the other activists are so important. None of us can know all of this or even half of it. Richard, you've heard me on the show to say, and I know I'm right, 100% chance they're going to fully implode things to a road warrior level, many times worse than the Great Depression. They think because we're dependent and they've gotten us dependent that we'll have to submit to them. They're announcing police aren't going to respond to robberies, people being poisoned, people being attacked. That's happening all over the country. They're training us that your taxes are going up, but we're going to let lawlessness take over. The border's lawless. Obama says he wants it lawless to Senator Kyle. Show people will capitulate. I mean, but the good news is they're in trouble. People say, well, what's the solution? It's screaming bloody murder. It's saying, we know you're doing this deliberately. You're criminals. And we know the Republican leadership is involved in it as well. And just identifying them as the treacherous, larcenous traitors they are. Richard Reeves, give us the State of the Union and the State of the Globe from your research, because you're a radio talk show host, author, researcher, activist, one of the key people fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on. And I tell you, we are in a definite at the edge of a cliff right here. I think you're right, absolutely, because they do see the awakening. I think we had Brzezinski talk about that the global awakening is going on. We had a Henry Kissinger quote come out that if the euro collapses over in the European Union, if that comes apart, the New World Order could be lost right now. But I don't think they're ready to give it up that quick. They are definitely ready to potentially pull the plug on us here. And I think one thing we could discuss through the next 30 or so minutes is how they may play out those scenarios, because I don't think they're going to delay the election. I don't think they're going to play with that. I think they're going to let that happen. And I think what we might see is a lame duck session of Congress where these guys, it's kind of like in a foreclosure situation where some people burn the house down or vandalize it heavily, tear out the walls, the plumbing, the air conditioner, et cetera. We might see that in this lame duck session.
No, that's what the IMF World Bank plan says they did to third world countries, and they admit they're doing it to Europe and the U.S. and England and Australia.
Right, so that's what I'm real concerned about is that lame duck session. But nonetheless, we've got to do what we've got to do. Earlier you were talking about how that you were getting all the media coverage and talk about Alex Jones, InfoWars, and the Patriot Movement, Tea Party, et cetera, was just blowing up. Well, that's one thing that I've noticed that years ago, back in the late 90s, early 2000, stories that were discussed here in the alternative media sometimes took the mainstream media 2, 3, 4, 5 years. In some cases, they didn't talk about a story that we talked about in maybe 10.
Now they admit on Fox and CNN, Prozac does cause brain cancer and heart attacks. They admit, okay, it is causing miscarriages and for babies to be underweight and deformed with the aspartame, which we knew back in the 70s. That was in the studies. I mean, exactly. It's just kind of out there now.
Well, when it comes to the political realities of this world, the zeitgeist of it is flying right through this office, because it's like just yesterday on the USA Today, yesterday, front page, full body scanners being protested against. Right there on the front page, they're talking about a story where full body scanners at the airports that people are upset.
Yeah, it said meeting massive resistance, and it's and I have another report here. Freeway speed cameras to be turned off. This is out of the Arizona newspaper, Arizona Republic, and it says because almost everyone refused to pay. Over 90% of people refused to pay the tickets.
Right. So that's what it's going to take. It's going to take some civil disobedience at some point. But I think we still have, just by hanging by a thread, we've got the voting still hanging by a thread. We had the Rand Paul victory. We've got other victories that have happened in these primaries. Like you said, a lot of incumbents are going by the wayside.
But we're in a fight for our lives. When we come back, let's go through that more, talk about the different scenarios in more detail, because I love your political analysis. I think it's spot on, and I want to get your take on that. Then we'll talk about another key blood supply for this cancer is the global highways. They're doing this everywhere, and they're going to seize the water supplies. That's already happening, double, tripling prices. I mean, this is a globalist rape gang. Hell-bent on bankrupting you and your family. We're going to defeat them. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live. Richard Reeves in studio. Your calls coming up in the first half hour of the next hour. Then Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America, with key intel on the enemy operations against the Second Amendment. There's been some good news, but also some very bad news. We're talking about solutions countering this globalist onslaught. That's how they take down old world and first world nations. They have 100-point-plus IMF, World Bank, Ex-Im Bank, OECD battle plan. These are public. They are doing it here. We know exactly what they're doing. But if we screw around and call it a conspiracy theory, the media, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. Now they're not doing that. They go, okay, it is a world government, and we are going to get rid of most of the police and let criminals rob you. But, you know, and we are going to put carbon taxes on you and raise your taxes, even though it'll destroy society. It's okay. We've got to stand up and say no, 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 and act like leaders. We need to be confident. You know, the media is trying to say, like, I know this sounds like a conspiracy, but the government might be corrupt. I mean, come on. We're light years past that now. There's not time to screw around. You're living in the middle of a war. You're living in the middle of history right now. I'm not risking my life here, and I wasn't up here till 10 o'clock last night working 14-hour day, busting my butt to play games. I know how real this is, ladies and gentlemen. The real world's going on around you, and it's not about LeBron James or Lindsay Lohan or Mel Gibson. It's about how you're being enslaved and future generations are going to be enslaved. We don't stop this. And what's the biggest tool we've got in the fight? It's the documentary films. Rise of the Republic, Don't Tread on Me, How to Take the States Back at the Legislature and the county level with the sheriff and more. Invisible Empire, A New Order Defined, exposing who these creatures are and what their plan is. Our latest film, Endgame, Blueprint from Global Enslavement, almost three-hour film detailing their entire agenda. You want a master's degree in it? Here it is. The Secret of Oz, who, what the bankers are doing and solutions to defeat them from the makers of the money masters. The Obama Deception. You want to shatter the left-right paradigm? Leftists and right-wingers will watch this, thinking it's a left-right paradigm film, and they'll have their conditioning broken. This film, conservatively, more than 25 to 30 million free downloads online. Buy the DVD and the highest quality, make copies, get it out to everyone. All available at InfoWars.com. Over 90% of the calls and on-the-street contacts and letters I get and people I talk to that talk to others that have woken up say it's from the films. The films. The films. The films. You may know all about this and know more than I and Richard Reeves combined. But does your neighbor, does your family, they're ready to be awakened now, ladies and gentlemen. It's an info war. We want to keep it that way. The globalists want to make it a physical war. They're waging war on you with crime. They've always let the violent offenders go. Did you know somebody convicted of pot stays in longer than somebody convicted of robbery? You know, just like in Denver, the old 82-year-old veteran's getting robbed, and they're trying to run him over in his yard, so he shoots one of the illegal aliens, and they let them go and charge him with murder. They want you to be a slave, the productive good people. You've got to reach out with these films, and you also fund us when you do that with a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, where we simulcast the show and all the films in high quality, download them, burn them to disc, or the high-quality DVDs at the online shopping carts at InfoWars.com, the T-shirts, all of it's about getting the word out, identifying as patriots, getting together, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And I want to say this right now. I couldn't have done any of this in the last 15 years without you. Okay? And the globalists are going to try to confuse you on the web and get you to infight. And that's what I love about Richard. He's immune to it. And distract off and make the fight about a fight with each other instead of waking more people up. It's a life and death situation. And I want to commend all of you because we are kicking the globalists hind end. But the problem is the empire is now striking back. Richard, you got the floor about the Kissinger quote, this Obama clip, the toll roads, everything. We're going to talk about solutions, but also who the enemy is right now. What do you want to cover first?
Well, first of all, I want to back up what you just said. InfoWarrior is essential right now because if we have this economic collapse that you're talking about and that I think very well could be coming as well, we need to have our neighbors knowing who's really the culprit. You know, is it the middle class? Is it the guy down the street? No, it's not. It's the global elite that's doing this economic hit on the United States. So we need to InfoWarrior times two, times ten, whatever you're doing now, folks, amp it up. And the New World Order, they fund their operation out of thin air, paper, and ink in zeros and ones in a computer that doesn't even exist in reality. That's how they fund their efforts. Folks, Alex needs help to fund these efforts and continue this going on. All right, I'll tell you, one of the quotes I thought you'd be real interested with this oil well situation is Mikhail Gorbachev. The threat of environmental crisis will be the international disaster key that will unlock the New World Order. So that plays right into this.
And that was published in newspapers.
That was a 1988 quote, way back from 88, supposedly December, UN General Assembly.
Read that again.
The threat, and I would say the implementation is probably the new word there, but the threat of environmental crisis will be the international disaster key that will unlock the New World Order. Maurice Strong quote, the environmental crisis is the cornerstone of the New World Order. So Al Gore, Maurice Strong, and Mikhail Gorbachev are the three musketeers of the environmental movement. So the New World Order is using that leg right now, but there's other legs obviously going on besides the environmental crisis. But I thought with this oil well spilling out in the Gulf.
Notice it's BP.
Very timely situation. And also to back up how you started the show today, which was your warning about that it looks like they're really going to potentially pull the plug here in the upcoming months.
We're already in a depression, but I mean total collapse.
Potentially total collapse. And Obama at the G20 summit, I heard this quote a couple times on mainstream news. He's warning of that he's going to present very difficult choices to the country next year. So if the guy's got that little...
And before we play, that's what I was saying earlier. They think we're domesticated. They've done the math and know that 90% of people aren't self-sufficient, right, and are dependent one way or the other on the government. Even if they don't work for the government. And so they've decided to bankrupt everything to say, now here's your choice, fully submit to us, and we know what that means. So tell us about this clip we're about to see.
Well, it's a G20 clip when Obama was there, and remember, he was encouraging other nations. He was encouraging other nations to keep up the stimulus, right?
That means get more in debt to the bankers. But then he went further. He also said in a clip that no nation can be above any other. But that means lowering everyone with the bankers above us. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
There we go.
You know, one of the interesting things that's happened over the last 18 months as president is, for some reason, people keep on being surprised when I do what I said I was going to do. So I say I'm going to reform our health care system, and people think, well, gosh, that's not smart politics. Maybe we should hold off. Or I say we're going to move forward on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And somehow people say, you know, well, why are you doing that? You know, I'm not sure that's good politics. I'm doing it because I said I was going to do it, and I think it's the right thing to do. And people should learn that lesson about me, because next year when I start presenting some very difficult choices to the country, I hope some of these folks who are hollering about deficits and debt step up, because I'm calling their bluff. And we'll see how much of that, how much of the political arguments they're making right now are real and how much of it was just politics. All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Boy, your take on that.
The headline on that on YouTube was Obama cryptically presents very difficult choices to the country next year.
Well, that's before, when he first got elected, that's what Biden said. He said he's going to do some things that are going to make people hate us. And what they do is all the taxes are going to go to debt. They're going to get rid of the police, the welfare. They're going to slash it all. They're going to take pensions. And that's going to be the tough choice. And we see Republicans in the Washington Times saying, yes, we need to raise the retirement age to 70. And we need to start taking part of people's pension funds. So the bankers are going to get everything. They're going to have record profits like they've had the last 2 years. We're going to have nothing.
Well, and we got to remember, he was addressing the G20 audience, people that they're basically in the know what's going on. So what I think he's anticipating is that in this general election in November, we're going to see a lot of incumbents get tossed out. Almost certain that we're going to get a Republican majority in the House, maybe in the Senate as well. 11 senators are gone already from attrition. Either they've died or retired or whatever. You got 40 U.S. House members that are gone already because they have stepped out of the fire here. So we've got a chance of seeing 20-30% new faces potentially in these upcoming.
And most of these faces we know are bona fide patriots. And so the globalists are going to have trouble getting them under control. And it's exponential. Either way you slice it. I mean, did you hear me read from the Financial Times of London, top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama? I mean, this story alone, 5 years ago, we talk about this for a month straight. These things are coming out on an hourly basis.
Right. It's crazy how fast things are happening and how fast things are coming out. Is that quote that you say all the time, that sometimes things happen in a year that happen in 100 years that rapidly. But I think they're anticipating this big change in the House and Senate. And so Obama is going to set the new freshmen up for a fall. They're going to come in and want to see fiscal responsibility implemented, even though, as your caller stated earlier in the last few days, that the New World Order has Aladdin's lamp when it comes to creating money. Well, there's going to be a desire for fiscal responsibility by the new freshmen coming in, and so he may let that happen to a more hideous degree than even they want. And then he's got somebody to point the finger.
Well, notice all the leftist-controlled areas have got, you know, record amounts of money. But what did you think about Oakland saying we're going to restrict guns more, so you can't have those to protect yourself, but we're going to – this is the police chief. This is what he released. You're allowed to administer poison to someone. We will not respond if someone's poisoned. Extortion, burglary, theft, embezzlement, grand theft. It just goes on and on. Sabotaging power lines. This is insane, and we'll put that list on screen if you scroll down on an NBC article. This is his list, and that's a green light to the criminals to just go haywire.
Right, and so that's what could happen is when we get this Mad Max scenario that you referred to earlier in the show, then that's going to put all of us in danger that are trying to, you know, maintain our house payment and drive our cars and go to work, etc. So it could be very
And they're going to offer the new SDR and say, we'll jack the dollar up for you for a while. Because under this SDR, the globalists will fully run the dollar offshore now. It'll still be there. It's just they control it. And then now you'll have this SDR, digital currency above that. And that's going to be their answer. Global government will fix this. And if we capitulate and roll over, they'll turn the economy back on for a few years.
Well, and but you know, we're going to have to go through this. That's what we've got to figure out, is how to transition from this funny money Federal Reserve system to a real constitutional money system.
Well, that's what they cover.
That's a very ugly path, unfortunately, potentially, but that's the route we need to go.
Now, I want to get into toll roads, but first, some more of the and we'll keep you 5 minutes the next hour if we need to. Richard, you have key info on the toll roads, so I wanted to get you here, why I called you. But I want to go back to this. You read the IMF 100, I think it was 112 points. It was 2002 it got leaked. And it's the shock therapy doctrine got released. Joseph Stiglitz left, and it magically got leaked, the Nobel Prize winner. And he's a pretty good guy. We've had him on. And he says they plan to destroy everything in its total collapse. And in there, you know, the IMF would say go into Argentina. This was the one example there. They just done it 2 years before in 2000. This is 2002 we're going back to. And they said, what we do is we quadruple the price of oil and water. We put toll roads on everything. That further bankrupts it. Then the people riot. Confidence is lost. And then you have to make things a lot worse. It's basically take them 100 miles down the road. We push back 50, but still they've got 50 miles on us. So they know they have to make it super bad so that then we fight back, get a little bit back, and think we won when really our standard of living has been dropped by 20, 30, 40, 50%, which Maurice Strong and the UN and Al Gore say is their goal. The carbon tax is to destroy our industrial society to make us dependent. China, India, and others are exempt. They're the new globalist command base. And so they're going to wreck things so bad so that artificially so that then when they turn things back on, it'll be a lot worse than it is now. But we'll think, oh, my God, at least I've got food. At least the power's on. At least the water's flowing. And in the IMF World Bank plans, they say how they do it. I mean, they're doing that here. This is going to happen. They are, and Richard, how do we stop it? I know they're engineering it. I know they're executing it. I have their playbook. I mean, it's not like I just realize now they're really going for everything. They are going to hammer us into nothing. And I just want people to understand this.
Well, one way to stop it, you did the plug earlier, is get those videos in the hands of as many people as possible. But the other things we can do is we've still got elections coming up, primaries. Unfortunately, the Texas primaries already passed. We don't get another shot at firing incumbents till November. But in Oklahoma, we've got Randy Brogdon that has a good chance to get into the governor's primary in the Republican Party. Randy Brogdon, his website, randybrogdon.com. He might be worthy of an interview, I think, because he's a really good guy. And he's polling around 40% in some of these mainstream monkey polls. So he's looking really good there. And plus, that creates a definite roadblock for the NAFTA corridor, for the Trans-Texas corridor. They got to go through Oklahoma.
Now, there's 83 of these mega highways they want. But the key, and they admit for the whole country to merge into, is the Trans-Texas I-35 mega corridor all the way into the north of Canada, all the way down to the port on the Pacific side in southern Mexico.
Right. Laredo, Texas is the largest inland port in the United States. Laredo, Texas, largest inland port. So absolutely, the Trans-Texas corridor is a cornerstone, keystone piece of the NAFTA corridor.
It's their Death Star. We blow that politically. They're still going to have Star Destroyers, but we've blown their main fleet.
Well, in November, we're going to get a chance to fire every incumbent in Texas that we possibly can. That's our best hope to make changes here politically in Texas up in November. And then up in Oklahoma, we've got Randy Brogdon, like I said. We've got R.J. Harris, another candidate for U.S. Rep that's got a good chance up there. And then we've got James Lane. Lane for OKSenate.com. James Lane is running for Oklahoma.
Yeah, there are hundreds of Patriot candidates. People should find them in their areas and break their backs supporting them. Now, let's tell people what the NAFTA highways do, and then a microcosm example. Seizing MOPAC, which is admittedly illegal, to put a toll road on an existing road. Every time they try it, we fight back. They retract it. They're back. Let's use MOPAC as a microcosm.
Well, with MOPAC, see, the engineers that originally designed and built that figured that a lot more of that traffic on MOPAC would just be having downtown Austin as their destination. But as you well know, with I-35 being congested so badly so many hours of the day, then MOPAC has become a big through route through Austin now. And what they've done, though, is when they engineered that Lady Bird Lake Bridge, used to be Town Lake Bridge, when they engineered that, there's a lane that drops off on southbound and northbound side. So the good, there's a little bit of good news in this. The good news is they're going to add a third through lane, both north and southbound on that bridge. I did call Kirk Watson's office last week after I heard you mention.
Can't believe what he says, though.
Well, I got this from Sandy, so we'll see. Hopefully they live up to it. And as I understand, they're already working and restriping the.
Well, it should be a free road. We've already paid for it.
It should be completely free road, three lane.
I mean, Kirk Watson is as crooked as a barrel of snakes.
I tell you, I've got problems with Kirk Watson myself. But three lanes each way, all the way through is what it's supposed to be when they get through restriping. Now, what they are planning on still doing is that fourth additional lane called the managed lane. That's going to be a toll road lane, and potentially that'll help Mopac marginally, but it'll create a bureaucracy that will continue to fight to keep I-35 in gridlock. I mean, here we are. We've got SH-130 that runs to our east. That's supposed to be our bypass here in Austin. Very underutilized. Millions of Austinite taxpayer dollars.
The point is they hold us hostage. Right. They won't build the roads, and then they want to give it to foreign companies to loot us. And the way I've read the law, it's just illegal to put toll roads on existing roads.
Well, it is, but they parse those words. They'll say, well, we're going to add these new lanes, and so the existing road was the lanes that you had.
And how are you going to exit off those?
Well, that's I've yet to see exactly.
It's impossible. It's impossible. The engineers have said so.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
All right, we got Richard for a few more segments, and Larry Pratt's coming on for about 30. We'll take a few final calls towards the end of the next hour and get into some other news I haven't covered yet. But the establishment is going to promote lawlessness and the collapse to bring in their control. But getting back to toll roads, they always claim they're not going to put them in when resistance mounts, and then they come back later and do put them in. They've claimed over and over again no toll roads from OPEC, 183. It's the same story whether it's Indiana, New Jersey, over and over again. And we know that these are sweetheart deals with these foreign companies. I mean, this is not privatization. This is looting. But from your deep research on toll roads, I mean, look at how a year and a half ago they announced, okay, no Trans-Texas Corridor. We're going to cancel it. But then the same article in the AP said, we're just going to do it project by project and not call it that now. So they play these semantical games so we don't have a united front of enemies to go after.
Well, Alex, you know, we really have slowed them down and we've damaged them, but they are definitely not gone. And they've got that Aladdin's lamp of money that they want to keep pouring into this. The road builders are chomping at the bit for that money. So they are going to continue, like you said, wanting to build these toll roads. They want to milk the U.S. people out of all the money they can get. And the ones that they can't milk on being on the toll roads, they're just going to put them on foot. That's part of their plan to reduce congestion.
For the first time, we knew it was the policy in the last 20 years, but the head of the Department of Transportation said in the New York Times, a few months ago, that they're anti-car. But America's designed for cars. We're not compact Europe or Tokyo.
I think Chicago and New York are probably the only cities that you can really get by without a car.
Well, they know that, though. This is about bankrupting everybody.
It is.
I mean, the Pentagon designed the roads we've got in the 50s. They make us all dependent on it. Then they try to take it away.
Well, I've been in the transportation business over 30 years now, and I'm seeing more and more people be priced out of their cars, literally. When we had the price hike of $4 a gallon gas there briefly back in 2008, people were literally bailing out of their cars and riding taxis and buses because they could not afford the gas. So even as expensive as a taxi was, they were preferring that over driving their own vehicles. So they definitely got these plans to put people back on their feet. As a matter of fact, one guy jokingly said during a Central Texas meeting two or three years ago, he said that I'd like to see tolls on trails. You know, put tolls on trails and make people pay for walking. So that's the full intention that they have at some point if they can.
Well, I mean, we always joke, what's the new tax? A tax on air? That's the New York Times headline. A tax on air. That's carbon dioxide. That's what Bill Gates said. We're going to tax you for breathing.
Which, by the way, fellow Texans on TexasTurf.org, Terry Hall's website that she's always breaking down the toll road issues, got stories on there. There's a story on there right now how that highway lobby wants every kind of tax possible to build roads with. Now they want toll roads, they want additional gasoline taxes, they want sales tax money, they want to dip into property tax money, they want to dip into every possible tax to help fund building these highways. So that's what we have to look
at. And they always lie and say because gas receipts are going to go down. They've gone up. They're lying about not having money.
Well, you know, we might have had a small leveling off like around 08 when we had the big $4 a gallon price tag. But basically, you're right. Even in down times, we still get more people, still driving more cars, covering more miles, collecting more gasoline taxes. The state of Texas sends billions of dollars every year, and over the past decades, multi-billions of dollars.
Well, the point is, in Europe, they've admitted this, and IBM's promoting this, where you're going to be taxed on all roads off your license plate with license plate readers. I'd tell people this 5 years ago, they'd laugh at me. Now you go on most of the toll roads in Europe and the U.S., there's no toll booth. They just charge you off your license plate. This is, they've already got a test in Texas going where people get a transponder in their car that tracks them and taxes them. This is, your cars are going to be turned into,
taxi cab.
And notice your taxes go up, but they say we got to get rid of cops. They can't respond to burglary.
Well, and the best example to look at is just type into a search engine, look at Singapore roads and study Singapore toll roads and Singapore tolls. They've got 100% tax on just importing a car, if I remember right.
Yeah, stay there. I mean, it's all a ripoff to the elites. They're robbing you. It's serfdom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.